Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a really cool guest for the show today, Mohan Gulati. He has a very extensive engineering background, product background, has been in all sorts of different places, but today he is founder of Thinker.ai. Mohan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Thomas.
Yeah. So you're an AI startup. And before we start getting into the solution that you guys are offering, let's steep ourselves in the problem space first. Let's make sure that we understand the pain points that people are encountering.
So for us, really what we're looking at is how do we help businesses generate more revenue, become more efficient, capitalize on areas where it's hard to maximize all the potential that you have, whether that is through cost savings or cost generation. So that could be, for example, in the sales process of your business where you're having a lot of leads or you're not following up on time or you're too slow to respond to things. So a lot of lead to speed types of situations, right? Or just simple database follow-up or reactivation. There's a lot of gold inside of your contacts. So we have identified that problem space. And what's unique is we've also identified that it doesn't just stop there. There's customer support, right? It's how do I maximize my ability to serve my clients in the most optimal way and provide yet more stress relievers. And then it comes down to operations, where there's, how do I train my team better? How do I provide good knowledges within the organization and capitalize on what we do? All of these things cause efficiencies, which are huge cost savings for the organization and provide scale-up mechanisms. So we recognize that these problems exist, and seeing a combination of what we feel, and I'll talk more about this as we progress, is the future, not even the future, the most natural way to interact with people, the most natural CX is voice. And that became ours, like, insight into how and why we focus on building Thinker.ai.
Wow. Okay. So this is going to be very interesting. Very interesting.
Okay.
But wrapping up on the problem first. So it's the case that if I'm a founder, I've got a company and I'm running things, managing things, we've got our operations team, we've got all this stuff going on, and there is money leaking through the pipes as we're operating things, and there's a lack of efficiency and no one has time to focus on these specific little issues, and it's just as the machine's running forward, we're just not realizing that we're leaking gasoline, and that's something that we don't have to be doing. And there's ways of finding that. I don't know if the gasoline analogy holds up, but essentially that is it, that just in the normal operation of things, there's efficiencies to be had that aren't being seen.
Let's just start by quantifying the amount of gasoline we're talking about. This is about $136 billion in lost opportunities that we're talking about. It's massive. It's absolute,
wow.
Right? This is not a small thing. I mean, there's another way to slice and dice this. It's like, what happens when you call somebody up? Let's say you need a plumber and they don't answer. You're going on to the next guy. Do you know how often that happens? Every day. Because there's no loyalty, right? People just need somebody. They need the person who picks up the phone. You don't pick up the phone, you lost that opportunity, right? This is what's contributing to this massive revenue loss that people are experiencing. And that alone, just if you take the average for each small business alone, how much money they're losing in potential sales is $150K easily a year per business. So you take those numbers, you start extrapolating them, you're talking about, and there's over 50,000 small businesses, actually, between North America, Canada, and USA, there's like 70,000. So this is a huge market where this is happening. And it's like, just prime for what people are doing. This is why it's growing. And the other area and angle of this problem, I'm going to throw out another number for you, is we're talking about $47.5 billion in voice AI automation market right now. That's how big that market
Wow.
is, right? So this is, there's so many, like, this is not a small problem to solve, and it's not one that's for a few different people. This is every business is experiencing it.
Okay, so this is amazing because when I'm thinking about the trying to imagine the solution space that we're about to get to, I'm imagining off the bat operations. That a lot of that stuff's just notoriously inefficient, but you're talking about everything. It's the sales pipeline. If I don't answer that email right away, if I'm a couple of days late and the person's just looking for someone who does that service, they saw my name, oh, he's not available, next, and then just to get it done, and that's X amount of money over the course of time that I've lost. So it's really any area at all that can be automated that where I'm losing money.
You're nailed it. I think a lot of organizations believe that they're unique, right? They're a snowflake. The reality is that these problems in general, these scenarios, following up on leads, what you say on the call is different, what you offer is different, but the actual scenario of operations where there's an opportunity to follow up with somebody on your team even and make sure you call out to them or leave them a voicemail, whatever it is you need to do, these things are standard. What's different is really what is it you're saying? What is the messaging? And what is the context around that, right?
Yeah.
So those are the things that we realized, and we've created this, and I'll get into the solution as we talk, but that's the solution that we started ideating on, how to solve those problems and how to do that with that understanding that this can be solved for businesses. And this is people, not everybody is technical. How do you come up with a solution that businesses can, without much overhead of learning or any at all, actually deploy and use any kind of solution that we come up
Okay, so I'm just too curious now. We've got to dive into it.
I've teased you a little
How?
bit.
Yeah, I was going to do it in a few minutes. I can't take it anymore. How are you using voice to solve
You
these
sure? We can talk
problems?
more about, well, I want to just, like, we'll get into the how in a second. I'm going to
Okay.
just going to share one more kind of
Yeah.
insight. As we come away and have the solution that I'm going to describe, we started realizing there's even more problems. That this is a very big market. Those numbers that I talked about are huge. And that there's more than enough of this pie to share with everybody. And what we're realizing is that everybody who starts touching this starts, if I can do it, I know three or four or five other businesses. In fact, you know what? I can actually sell this myself. And we started realizing that there are a lot of resellers that want to white label a solution and go to market too. But guess what? Nobody's building for those people. Nobody is actually thinking of what their needs are and how fast they can deploy it and actually do it. And that became actually even more of an interesting space for Thinker. So the problem started off with, like, understanding there's this huge market, recognizing that there's this channel of people that want to actually go and resell to that market, and realizing that the tools that they have, the mechanisms to do that, is such an overhead, but it doesn't need to be. So that's now
Wow.
what we're focused on.
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Mohan Gulati of Thinker.ai. I want to make sure that we've got the spelling of that right for the audience. Think, and then you've got the letter R twice. So think, and then it's R.ai.
Yeah,
Pronounce
so
think.
it's not think
But
RR.
don't
It's
call it think RR. That's just the spelling.
yeah.
Don't call it that because you'll end up on a different website. So, okay, let's get into it.
Yeah, so what we've built is a voice AI studio, okay, that allows you to build AI agents. The world of AI has enabled us to come in, and obviously, we have solved the challenges of multi-language, different voices, customization. And we can do this both through an inbound call. So imagine a receptionist that we can build within less than 10 minutes and train, that you can have connected to a number that you register or get from our platform. And you're able to have that receptionist answer your call 10 minutes later after you signed up with us and answer any questions about your business that they may ask, know about the opening hours, know about whatever they're doing. And then, you know what? They say, can I actually meet with this person? And it can schedule that meeting for you. Or you know what? If you're actually available, it can do even a transfer. These kind of abilities are what we're building into our agents that you can build on the platform. And that's the inbound case. But then you have something like an outbound case where you want to, again, build for that scenario where you want to either book a meeting, you want to call, qualify, and then potentially book, or you want to do a live transfer, or you have an offer and you want to do a survey. There's so many different use cases, and our platform, our solution, is we have made these into frameworks. We call the outbound calls scenarios. We call the inbound calls agents. And that's what we've built. And now the part that makes it really interesting is we also realized that we can give this voice, this agentic voice, to this thing that's called our digital business card, which is the website. So we can put that receptionist or that experience, that support agent that you want to handle all your customer support calls, we can put that actually on your website. Or if they want to find out about something that you're doing in your business, this is where the paradigm shift has happened, right, Thomas? Because what's been our model, the way we think about things is AI is a, it's this fad. It's going to go away. People are not going to use it. And what's really happening is it's not a fad. It's not a trend. It's not going away. What's happening is people are shifting. They're shifting how they think about things. The same thing happened when the mobile phone finally came out, right? Like initially, you would be in a car, and if you had to call somebody and talk to somebody, you'd either remember when you had to stop the phone car
Right.
or buying one of those pay phones, and then you're looking for
That's right.
your
You
quarter,
dig
your
for
credit,
change in your
right?
pocket.
Like that was a reality. I lived through that. Like that was real. And then all of a sudden, I saw somebody with a mobile phone, and I was like, I want one of those. And now you don't think twice because it's a shift. This is what's happening right now. It's a shift. But there's 8.2 billion people in this world right now, Thomas. There are going to be 8.4 billion voice agents by the end of this year. More than
Wow.
the human population. You will definitely experience at least one call from a voice agent this year, if not multiple.
You know what's so fascinating about this? One of the things that's so fascinating about it is it sounds like you're building a marketplace. And is that kind of what it is? Almost like a, not like an app store, I'm not thinking of the right analogy, but there's such a thing as building a product. But then there's building a space where others can create products, and it's a slightly different business model. Is that what you're striving to do through the white label, or is the white label that's just a buyer, just like everybody else?
So what we're doing is I like to call it the Shopify of voice
Ooh.
AI. So we're building the giving people the same ability to deploy and build a website super fast for like you can do with e-commerce, but now you can do that with voice AI, right? So we'll give you all the tools you need for a business. You want to rebuild your clients, you want to set something up really quickly, you want to customize your agents, you want to have one that's in a vertical that's tied to a certain CRM. Let's say you're working with Go High Level or you're working with HubSpot. We're going to give you those slices, or let's say you shift to a different paradigm. This is a really interesting use case where you want to, for example, fulfill prescriptions from a pharmacy. We're adding voice AI into that slice as well. And now you want to be a reseller and you want to go and get a slice of that, which there are many people who want to, because hey, everybody knows somebody. Now you can go and be a reseller. And you know what? We're making it easy to do that. We're making that like a click of a button to go and do that. That is our vision. That's what we're building.
Wow, this is really incredible. So let's think about some of the use cases. You've talked about some of the use cases. Do all of the use cases, I think they all ultimately deal with when a customer needs to talk to someone on the phone, right? There's a lot of touch points.
Or the web.
Or the web, so chatbots, yes, but it's always a voice in the form of a voice, not a chat, a text chat entity. It's a voice.
But we get a lot of questions about the ability to be text versus voice. Right now, our focus is on voice. We have invested a lot into our voice tech. We are making it super human-like. and making it super easy to use that. But it doesn't remove the vision of one day being omnipresent. So it could be text. Again, what our entire organization is around being very data driven. And I think that's really important when you create products, right, Thomas? We're talking about product-led growth here. So when you're thinking about the product you want to create, we're thinking very much about being data driven, seeing what people need, and also how are we uniquely differentiating ourselves, right? So we feel that's how right now our focus is on our unique differentiator. And that's a couple things that I've already mentioned to you here.
So with the selling part, the kind of the second level of selling for your customers selling to folks, you have built in economic sort of system where folks can do that easily. Like you said, Shopify, that's integrated with Shopify. So someone can get started today and they can say, I want to have a voice agent on my website who explains complicated stuff and guides them toward a CTA. And I want to have them explain things and answer questions for people. And then at the end, it can take like maybe a basic, some kind of a, or I want to sell stuff and end up actually selling things.
So from a reseller's perspective, you will have a client that you want to set up an agent for, just as you just described. You would create and set up a account for that client. You would create the agents for them on that base. And then from a reseller's point of view, we even have a markup tool they can put in their own, we call it the wallet. They put in their own credit card in there. You're not involved in that. And you can even surcharge on top of that and make margin on that as well. Plus, you've got your own, whatever your business model is, whether it's a monthly subscription that you do with them or whether it's a one-time cost, you decide that part. And all of a sudden, you've got a whole bunch of people that can start making listen to the business that they're doing. And it doesn't take much effort, like really, to set up that inbound agent if it takes you longer than 5, 10 minutes, you're doing something wrong.
So inbound agents, folks that are calling in or checking in for some reason. I
So
don't,
then,
I, you don't do outbound agents.
oh, we do.
You do. Okay. So they call so that can actually make phone calls.
So we have integrations. One of the integrations that we have is with like CRMs. So you can integrate with your CRM with all of your leads and all of that. And we even write back to the CRMs, right? So after the call is completed, the transcript is updated automatically into the back end of your contacts. There even the link to the call recording, all of that data stays in your hub. And then you get on a call, the meeting has been booked in your calendar, you go back to the contact in your CRM, you can read the notes, you can understand what transpired, you can understand what they're looking for, and just like you would if you had a setter.
This is very exciting stuff. I can just imagine so many people out here, business owners, business folks, but this is like something you could have as an addition to your normal business. You could be, running whatever it is you're running, but then, if you're crafty enough, you can think of other things to do with this stuff and start earning other revenue streams.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Or let's even talk about, we've talked a lot about the receptionist, but like another inbound role that we could call these roles, okay? So roles that you can have on your inbound can also be like something that can help your team get better at sales. So we've created a sales coach. So you can role play with your ideal, your ICP. You can set up the characteristics and the personas, and then you can go and pitch to that person and practice it and train your team on that. And so we're creating a lot of business efficiency tools through using voice AI. We have more in the, we have something called a customer service agent that we're building. We have something called a customer support agent that you can use. These are all roles that you can pick and use within our system.
Really cool stuff. So everyone that we've been speaking with, Mohan Gulati, again, thinker.ai. How do people get started? I'm on thinker.ai right now, and you've got the basic plans, kickstart, starter, professional, growth, and it's just you're not paying for tokens, you're just paying a flat amount a month for a certain number of minutes of AI voice calling.
Yeah, we have two different kind of tiers. So if you want to be a reseller, we call that the agency model. So you can subscribe to the agency model. If you want to do it for your business, just go to the business plan and pick one of those. We have three plans on each. The business plan comes with a CRM integration already built out for you, so you can get up and so you get a free CRM with our tiers, and just you pick the features that you want and the tier that you want to go on to. For the resellers, if you want to just get started and try it out, you can get started for as low as $39. I don't know if I'm allowed to say money or not, but anyways, it's made it very accessible. And then the white label being the top tier that we provide, where you can take it, have unlimited agents, unlimited account, and you can even white label it, which
And
is
brand it as your own,
code.
or brand it as
Put it
your
on your own
customers.
domain. Nobody knows about Thinker. It's whatever your company's called, Company X.
Really exciting stuff. Can't wait to check this out and have folks come in and check it out and see what it can do for you. Mohan, thank you so much for joining us today.
Absolutely. A pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.